what Grant Hill said the other night on NBA TV, and he was talking about how the Cavaliers really only have one facilitator, and that's LeBron James. And the Golden State Warriors have around 6 to 7 of them. You know, we talk about Steph Curry, Draymond Green is a point forward, Andre Iguodala, yep. Sean Livingston, the list goes on. And aside from that, you really only have LeBron, and that's how LeBron was able to win championships in Miami. You know, being able to move the ball, key role players stepping up, Mike Miller, you know, Shane Battier, Mario Chalmers at 24 points in the 2012 finals in game 4.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's they were moving the ball, and it wasn't just about that big three. Whereas where you see this version of LeBron's big three with Kyrie and Kevin, they're really isolation one-on-one players, and they haven't really adapted. So
that team basketball, and that's where you find the difference between both squads.
Right.
You said the Miami Heat, they didn't have to play one-on-one. They knew how to run. They knew how to play half court.
Right.
And as much as I did not like that group of those teams, those Miami Heat teams, they actually played the type of basketball that they needed to get together. You know, after the year they lost to Dallas in 2011, they had to find a cohesive unit to actually work together and make it happen. Even when they went to, you know, the Olympics in 2012, you know, most of them were still together, you know, the Miami Heat squad, especially most of the respectives of the big three. Then when they got to the following season, they really looked together.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that series went 7 games into this day, I blame Kawhi Leonard for that game, for game 6. But still, though, they got the job done just like how they were supposed to as a team.
Right.
So that's how they won those 2 titles. And then the Cavs now, they just have too many one-on-ones, ISOs, you know, within them, and they have not yet become that cohesive unit. And that's the biggest problem for Tyronn Lue, because he can't even utilize his reserves the way that he wants to because of that. Because they're trying to shoot first. They're trying to have a lot of more one-on-ones, you know, trying to break down the Warriors, and all the Warriors doing is just picking it up very easily. You know, they have their defensive styles. They're getting the right people to guard Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, and LeBron James. Man, you shut them 3 down. That's the series.
So-